message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Wonderful morning, and we are grateful to God for His blessings and for all that He has done for us. We are in the period of fasting, and we are praying extensively, and we started this. Today is our fourth day in this fast, and we are grateful to God for the strength and for the grace that He has given to us to fast. And I'll be dwelling on supernatural settlement via prayer and fasting this morning as the message that the Lord is sending to us. Supernatural settlement via prayer and fasting. I want you to know, beloved, that you are not destined to live a natural life, but a supernatural life. God did not bring you in to live just an ordinary kind of life. He created you to live a supernatural life, a life that is extraordinary. And knowing this will help you a lot, and it will position you a lot to live a good life. Because knowledge is power. What you know determines the extent of your settlement. Ignorance of your true nature hinders your true distinction in life. Ignorance of who you are, ignorance of what you are, ignorance of who you are meant to be can hinder you. According to Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, God's own people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. They don't know what to do. But as for you, God is giving you knowledge in Jesus' name. And prayer and fasting represents a vital, important part for settlement in life. Prayer and fasting represents a vital part of one's life if you are going to be settled in life. It is human weakness deferring to God's strength. Prayer is human weakness deferring to God. But let me go deeper into that. What is prayer? Prayer is simply spoken and unspoken address to God. Spoken and unspoken communication between man and God. Spoken and unspoken communication between man and God. What is prayer? Prayer is a flow of communication between man and God proceeding from a healthy relationship. Prayer is talking about communication between God and between man and God proceeding from a good relationship that you have between you and God. What is fasting? Fasting is denying oneself of food and comfort to seek God's face. Denying oneself of food. Denying oneself of comfort to be able to seek the face of God. Denying oneself of food and comfort to seek the face of God. In the Bible, we have account of many that were able to pray and fast. We have Jesus. The Bible says He prayed constantly and He also fasted for 40 days. Matthew chapter 4 verse 2. He was a man that was given to fasting. He was a man that was given to praying. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward on hunger. He was a man given to regular praying. He was always praying. He was given to prayers regularly. And of course, we have other examples of those who were given to prayer and fasting. A man like David. David was a man of prayer. In Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2, he was a man also given to fasting. He fasted regularly. Oh God, Thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsted for thee, and my flesh longed for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, that's fasting. My flesh is thirsty for thee, my soul is longing for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see your power and your glory, as I've seen it in the sanctuary. He was also a man given to prayers. In Psalm 55 verse 17, evening, noon and morning. He was given to prayer minimum of 3 times a day. Evening, morning and noon, I will pray and cry aloud. He was a man given to prayer. Despite David's tight schedule, he prayed minimum of 3 times daily. That's for the second example. The third example of people giving to prayer and fasting is a man called Daniel. Daniel was a man who was addicted to prayers. To the extent that they said, if we want to catch this Daniel, because he was the first vice president, and then he had many people under him, and people hated him. And then they said, if we are to get this Daniel and destroy him so that he will be unsettled, the best thing we can do is to stop him from praying. Daniel chapter 6 verse 7. The book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 7. They gathered themselves together and they concocted it that the only way we can do it is that this man should not pray. And all the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall petition any god, anybody that we pray, he must die. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, after Daniel has heard all that they have said, Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, after he heard everything that they had said, he went to his house, he opened his window, as he had been doing that for time, and he began to pray. He still went ahead to pray 3 times a day. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, after he heard that they were going to kill anybody that prays, anybody that fasts or seek God, we die. He still went inside his house. He opened his window, not praying secretly. He said, I'd rather die than not to pray. He was addicted to pray. And he prayed again 3 times a day, like he has always been doing. Another example is a man called Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3. When they had a challenge, the Bible says he called a fast, and Jehoshaphat and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast. He proclaimed a fast. He proclaimed a fast. A whole king. He proclaimed a fast. He proclaimed a fast. He proclaimed a fast. He was given to fasting. Also in Ezra. Ezra chapter 8 verse 21 to 23. Ezra chapter 8 verse 21 to 23. We see the book of Ezra talking about fasting there. Ezra, it says, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God. That we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek him a right way for us and for our little ones and for our substances. Go to verse 23. For I was ashamed, O require of the king. Let's just leave that. But in verse 21 particularly, Ezra was talking about proclaiming a fast to bring about development and to bring... Okay, that's verse 23. So we fasted and sought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 and verse 23. He entreated the Lord. As you are entreating the Lord will hear you. Nothing will make God not to hear you in this fast. Nothing will make God not to listen to you in this fast. Also, we have people like Esther, because people will say, it's only my husband that should fast. Me, I'm a lady, I don't need to fast. I came to enjoy my life. In Esther chapter 4, verse 16, Esther proclaimed a fast to risk her life. He said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink. 3 days. 3 days, no water, no drink. This one we are still fasting for many of us, except for the last 3 days, and I normally call for people that want to move for the last 3 days. But most of the time when we are doing this fast, we break in the evenings. Most of the time. But Esther, she did 3 days without food or water to seek the face of God. There is nothing extraordinary on its own. It is man's extraordinary input that makes it so. There is nothing that just becomes great on its own. It is your extraordinary input that makes it so. When we say settlement is just ordinary. It's not something that just happened. There is a requirement. There is an input necessary. My prayer for you is that the grace to do this, receive it in Jesus' name. Quickly, before I go into the depth of the message, let me just give us important facts about fasting and prayer. Number one is that prayer and fasting is not a delegatable responsibility. It is personal. You can't delegate your prayer and fasting to somebody. You can't pay somebody to fast and pray for you. Let me shock you. A lot of people that go around and say, one pastor, I'm giving them something to be praying for me, is a lie. They're not praying for you. Their problem is more than your problem. What the burden they are carrying is more than the burden you are carrying. So they won't remember you at all. So I gave 1 million to one pastor here. I gave 1 million to one afar here to be praying. It's a lie. You only wasted your funds. Prayer is not a delegatable. You can't delegate it to somebody that somebody is praying for me somewhere. You have to be involved in prayer yourself. They can assist you by backing you up, by praying along with you. But that they are praying for you and you did not pray at all is a lie. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Number two important fact about prayer is that this is prayer and fasting is one of the fastest way to answer prayers. Prayer and fasting is one of the fastest way for your desires to come to pass. Let me put it like that. Prayer and fasting is one of the if you want it fast. Someone say fast. Fast. Someone say fast. If you want it fast, then you need prayer and fasting. You need prayer and fast. Number three, important fact about prayer and fasting is that prayer changes people and changes situation. In Luke chapter 9 verse 29, when Jesus prayed, I would say the fashion of his countenance was changed when he prayed. After he prayed, the fashion of his countenance changed. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Talking about Moses also, Bible says, after I returned from prayer and fasting for 40 days, they could not look at him. His eyes was glistening. They could not look at him. He had to cover his face with a veil. After he went to pray, all the carnality in his life just dropped. He was a changed person. Prayer changes people, and prayer changes things. That's why when you see people, then when they are fasting, when they are praying, they are changed. Their character changes, their conduct changes, their utterances changes. And if they continue in that fasting long enough, it continues to change. Somebody here, your life is changing from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. As people behold you as in a glass, but we all with open face beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed unto the same image and we are changed from glory to glory. As you fast and as you wait on God, you'll be changing from glory to glory. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Number four, important fact about prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is Lent in the place of prayer. Prayer and fasting is Lent in the place of prayer. You learn prayer in the place of prayer. Say, I don't know how to pray. If you don't know how to pray, then start to pray. You will know how to pray. I don't like to pray. Nobody likes to pray. Just go into prayer, you see that you like to pray. I don't like to fast. I've told you before, while I was in the Polytechnic and in the university, both, I didn't like fasting. Especially when I first started higher education, I didn't like fasting at all. While I was in university, in the church and the fellowship I was attending, we have a fast that we observe in the particular part of the year, long fast. I didn't like it at all. But after I began to grow in the Lord, I discovered that if I really wanted to get to where God wants me to get to, I need to fast. I don't need to like it. I don't need to like it. But I need to fast. If a child says, I don't like breast milk, but he needs the breast milk. If he doesn't take the breast milk, he's deficient. So I don't need, not, it's not everything that you like to do, sometimes that you have to do. Sometimes you might not even feel like praying, but you have to pray. Sometimes you might not feel like fasting. There's so much food in your house. Your freezer is loaded. Yet, you deny yourself. That's what God looks at and makes him to bless you. Number five, important fact about prayer and fasting is that prayer It's not always convenient, but it is expedient. I just talked a little bit about that now. It's not always convenient to pray and fast. Don't wait. I will fast later when I'm not breastfeeding again. I will fast later when I'm stronger. I will fast later when ulcer is disturbing me. Stop disturbing me. I remember like 2 years ago, fast or so. We had fasted, and then the Lord instructed me to continue the fast, and then I went on with the fast. First month, second month, third month, I just went on, and after some time, I started feeling some ulcer pains, you know, and I did not even think of it that I should stop the fast. I just continued the fast. I just placed my hands there. You, this ulcer, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and the fast just went on. And on 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 and on. So you can do it. It's not meant to be convenient. It's not meant to be convenient. But it is expedient. Quickly this morning, beloved, what are the gains of fasting and prayer? What do you stand to gain when you pray and you fast? Because somebody will say, if I fast out now, what do I stand to gain? Number one is you gain connection with God's presence. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 15, Moses was speaking there that if your presence does not go with us, we will not go. The presence of God is man's asset. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is ever to me. He wanted the presence of God at all costs. And this took him into fasting and praying. This made him to deny himself. He needed the... I don't know how you want to live 2020 with your own presence. With your own personal presence. Your presence that if you enter any place, nobody recognizes. The presence of God makes a difference. The presence of God makes a difference. The presence of God is what you carry, and it makes you look special. It's nothing special about any of us. It's just that presence of God that you and I carry. That is what is our great and most important asset, and we don't want to lose it. You will not lose God's presence. I say you will not lose God's presence. Number two, what are the gains of prayer and fasting? It's preservation and protection. I spoke to you about Daniel in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. That Daniel went into prayer and fasting, and they wanted to destroy him. They vowed that this guy must be destroyed. Nobody goes into the lion's den and comes back without to tell the story. But Daniel went to the lion's den and came back. Daniel chapter 6, verse 20. Daniel 6, verse 20. He went inside, he came out. The lions could not do anything to him. He was a man given to prayer and fasting. And when he came to the den, that's Daniel, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. That's the king was crying to Daniel. Daniel was inside that den. And the king was crying to Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Oh Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest, continually able to deliver thee from the lions?" Question mark. Go on, beloved, to 21. Then Daniel answered from inside the lion's den. From inside the lion's den. Then Daniel said unto the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angels and has shut the lion's mouth that they had not caught me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before him, before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." And go to verse 23. I'll stop there because of time. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon Daniel, upon him, because he believed in his God. People that fast and pray are not wastable materials. People that pray regularly cannot be a prey in the hands of the enemy. Pray, P-R-A-Y, cannot be a prey, P-R-E-Y. You can't eat them. You can't just cut them into pieces. Say you are a witch somewhere. They bewitch you with your witchery. People that pray regularly cannot be destroyed. You will not be destroyed. I say you will not be destroyed. I say you will not be destroyed. And mark it, no member of your family this year will be destroyed. No member of your family this year will be destroyed. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Number three, I'm talking about the gains, the benefits of prayer and fasting. Number three is actualization of your vision and purpose. Somebody say actualization. If you really want to actualize your vision and you want to actually actualize your purpose on earth, then you must be a man given to prayer and fasting. There are many powers against your vision. There is a reason why God created you. The devil doesn't want that purpose to come to pass. There is a reason why God brought you to this earth. Life is a warfare, it's not a funfair. All this turning your stomach into a god. See, I can't do without food, though. I just can't do without food. It's a problem for me. It's a problem for your destiny then. It's a problem. Because there can't be actualization until you are ready to face the battle. You can't actualize it. The dream can't come from itself because the forces of darkness are contending. Ephesians 6 verse 12. We wage war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6 verse 12. We are not contending against just anything. Somebody say forces. Forces that say no, you can't get to where you are going. But they will fail this year. I said they will fail this year. I said they will fail this year. I said they will fail this year. So wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Until you are ready. God can't do anything. Until you are ready. You want your vision to be actualized. This year you want it done. You want your blessings to come. You want what you are dreaming. You want to see your dream to come to reality. There is a contention. There is a fight. Until you travel, you can't prevail. Until you travel. People just see people giving testimony. Sometimes when people share testimony, the prayer they have prayed, the prayer we have prayed for them, the fasting we have fasted, and the fasting that, and prayers that many have prayed, is what brought about those testimonies. Not that the testimony just came, just like that. There's no free meal, even in Freetown. Freetown. There's a place called Freetown in Sierra Leone. They don't just enter a restaurant there and begin to eat. You want? How can you allow this year again to go like that? 2020, symbolic year. It's a symbolic year. New decade again. Shawarma. What are you talking about? I always wonder about something. How can my mates be praying and I'm playing? Aren't I playing with my life like that? My mates are praying, I'm playing. You had enough time during Christmas. You had enough time during the new year. It's time to get to work. It's time to press into God. Jesus, where is your face? This year, where is your face? Jesus, where is your face? Until you are ready to do that, there's nothing I can do. You know, sometimes members make pastor look as if they don't have anointing. Because you have to cooperate with your pastor for his anointing to help you. You have to cooperate. This year you are getting it. Number four. Under that particular number three, you can put Jeremiah 1 verse 5 as the scripture. Let's go to number four reason or gains of fasting. The gains of fasting is prayer brings divine direction. It births direction. You see, and now many of us, we don't really know where to go, what to do, the business to do. Say, call upon me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 3 verse 3. If you really want, you know, direction is what brings distinction. Direction brings distinction. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. And I was in the spirit on the last day. Ezekiel 2 verse 2. I was fasting. I was in the spirit, and the spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me and set me upon my feet. And I heard that spoke unto me. I heard him when he spoke unto me. But I was in the spirit. I was fasting. So, believers, we need to wake up. There is a responsibility element for your life. If I don't have transport fare and they are fasting, I will trek. What are you talking about? I don't have transport fare. They say they are fasting and praying. I will trek there. Because the prayer points they are praying, I can't pray it at home. I don't know what they are praying. I don't know what they are saying. I don't know what God is releasing. I stay at home and I'm watching African magic when I'm not a magician. Am I into magic? Will the African magic run away? Can't it stay there while I settle my destiny? Divine direction. Prayer and fasting is necessary for giving direction to life. Everyone needs direction. And this is available in the place of direction. This is available in the place of spiritual sensitivity. This is available in the place of prayer and fasting. Most of the breakthroughs of my life personally came in the place of fasting and prayers. Most of it came in the place of fasting and prayer. And so if you are ready to get it, if you are ready to get it, you must be ready to pray. Years ago, about 9 years ago, I wanted to pray and fast for some time, and I took a trip and I lodged into an hotel. And after the third day, the hotel people came to knock. They thought maybe the person inside was already dead because I didn't show up. There was free food as part of the package for the hotel. I did not come out to take the free food. And they knocked. They knocked, and I was wondering, who knows me here? Why are they knocking? What's the problem? I know. They said, we just came to check. You have not come out. Everybody comes out for free food, free lunch, free breakfast, free complimentary. Did I come here for complimentary? These people, they don't know meme. And when they say someone doesn't know meme, it was when I came out after the third day that I saw some things. Oh God. I can't go into full details of those things. Your direction is at the mercy of your fasting. So don't just live this year anyhow. Some of you are tired of your life. You are tired of how you are, but yet you don't want to fast. How do you want God to help you? Number four. Number five, benefits, gains of fasting is access to power for victory. Somebody say power. James chapter 5 verse 17. Elijah was a man of like passion like us. And he was a man of power. And he prayed. This Elijah prayed. And he said there will be no rain. 3 years, 6 months. He said there will be no rain. And there was no rain. Now, if you look at that same story in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, where it actually happened, 1 Kings 17, verse 1, you will see that he said something. He said, there will be no rain. He said, by my word. He didn't say, by God's word. Somebody will say, maybe that's pride. This pastor is very proud. By my word, not in Jesus' name. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, that's prayer. Before the person that I normally stand, Jesus, where is your face? Jesus, where is... He said, before whom I stand. Go back to that scripture. There shall be no dew. No dew. Oh, there shall be no rain. These years, according to my word, you can see when you get to a level with God, you decree it like it's God decreeing it, because you are a small God. You say, according, and there was no rain, there was no dew. God, listen to him. God is taking you and I to that level. I say, God will take you and I to that level. You know the reason why God doesn't take many people to that level? Because many people will misuse it. They will first kill all their enemies first. He will say, all my enemies in their house like this. Only their house. It must not rain there. Sun must not get there. And hair must not breathe. Hair must not even get there for them to breathe anything. Praise God. And that's what fasting does. Fasting breaks you. Fasting breaks you. You need to walk in victory in life and in destiny. You need fasting. You must know, beloved, that your public victory is as a result of your private prayers. Your public victory, your public testimony is as a result of your private prayers. Your public celebration is as a result of your private intercession. Public celebration, private intercession. You must travail. You must travail in private to prevail in public. You must groan in private for you to be able to excel in public. The depth of your inner life determines the height of your outer life. If you really want to get the best of this year, zip your mouth during the period of the fast. Zip it. In terms of food. And open it up to prayer. Someone say, what do I need to pray? Worship God. Just be worshiping Him. Just be adoring. What you need is for Him to tell you what to do. What you need is for Him to show you the way. What you need is for Him to favor you. And just continue to worship. As you are worshiping Him, what you will pray, He will tell you what to pray. He will tell you what to pray. Number six. What are the gains of prayer and fasting? Progress and development. There is always progress and development for those that fast. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Those that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That's breakthrough. Zoom. They just take a flight. They were on the floor before. Zoom. They just take a flight. Your life is taking a flight this year. I say your life is taking a flight this year. I say your life is taking a flight this year. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. They take a flight with ease. They don't struggle for anything. Poor preparation is what causes poor performance. Once a year is poorly prepared for, nothing can be done. Progress and development is one of the offshoots of fasting. This year, everybody will see the progress of your household. I said this year, everybody will see the progress of your household. Everybody will see the progress of your household. Everybody will see that you are progressing. Everybody will see that you are getting better. In the name of Jesus. Number seven, where I would like to stop this morning. Is prayer keeps you pure and holy. Prayer and fasting keeps you pure and holy. When you pray often, the tendency to sin will drop. Your thought is reconfigured. Your thought pattern is reconfigured. Your lifestyle is adjusted. That's why regular fasting is very important, because we are flesh. We are human beings. And if there's no regular fasting, there's a tendency to drop. So when you fast regularly, you are re-energized. You are resuscitated. Your mind is tuned towards the things of God more. And then holiness becomes your greatest desire for God for all the days of your life. You just want to please God. You just want to do God's will. That will be your desire. And that's why the devil doesn't want us to fast. Because once you can please God, your settlement is sure. Once you can please God, the issue of settlement is a small thing. And that's why your greatest striving in life is to please God. That should be your greatest striving. How do I please God? What do I need to please God? What do I need to do to please God? My heart wants to please God, but my flesh doesn't want me to please God. Father, help me. Then you now bring down the flesh through lack of food. You suppress that flesh. Then the spirit comes up and the grace to please God is released. This morning it shall be released. I said this morning it shall be released. In the name of Jesus. Well, as I conclude this morning, my prayer for you is that you make a decision to be prayerful and not prayerless. Somebody say amen. We are in a wicked world, and so to be prayerless and to be careless is to become useless. We are in a wicked world. You can't afford to be prayerless. You can't afford to be prayerless. When you are prayerless, you are at risk. You are at risk. But as for you and your family, the grace to be prayerful be released to you today in Jesus' name. I say be released to you in Jesus' name. It might look as if you are praying and it's not working, it's working. I was telling a story of a lady, two ladies who were trusting God for their husbands to be converted and to become children of God. And it looks impossible. And they agreed to pray together for 7 years. After 7 years, the men were still doing all sort of their rubbish all over the place. They didn't, it's as if they didn't, the thing didn't change. So they came together and they asked themselves, is it worth it to continue to pray for these men? They said, let's continue. Let's change it from 7 years to a lifetime. So they continued daily, 1 hour per day, praying for them. Each person praying for the husband. And eventually, after 3 more years, that is after 10 years in total, 7 years after they first did their first appraisal, by the 3 years more, the two men on the same day, nobody spoke to them. They just decided, why are we behaving like this? Why are we doing this? Why are we behaving like this? And their life changed. When you are praying, it's as if your prayer is not working. Some of the prayers you'll be praying this morning now, you might not really need them now. Some of the prayers you'll be praying during this fast, it might not be for this year particularly, but it might be for your future. So prayer, that's why the Bible says, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. You must not stop praying. Particularly at the beginning of the year. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe that's Psalms chapter 11, verse 3 or thereabout. Psalms 11, verse 3. So your foundation is very important. This is the foundation of the year. This is the foundation of the year. And so it's important for you to lay a good foundation. You know, you can't lay foundation without your hand being dusty. That's fasting. Don't feel like your body will be doing, you might have some pains, your stomach will be, the enzyme inside your stomach will be disturbing you. Like that woman of God said, that on the first day of the fast, her nose blocked, her eye couldn't see very well, her ears was blocked, her body was reacting. You want to go on a fast, you want your life to change, you want everyone engaged in this fast, your life will change this year. Everyone engaged in this fast, your life will change this year. Mark it. You will not tell people, I fasted. You know, when you begin saying, and I fasted, that one is story. They will see that you fasted. I said, they will see that you fasted. People will see that you fasted. Everybody will see that you fasted. Not that they will see it physically in terms of your, you know, that some people when they are fasting, their eyes will be so red, their face will be wrinkled. That's not what I'm saying. They will see the evidence. They will see the evidence. Evidence is the end of argument. Did you hear what I just said? Evidence ends arguments. Once there is evidence, he will say yes. This year, 2020, minimum of 70 people here, you will have evidence. I say you will have evidence. If you are part of us, shout a big amen. Shout a big amen. Take your seat. You have been fasting for long, but this one is different. I can sense it. I can sense it that this particular fast is for engagement. Is for engagement. Is for engagement unto settlement. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, you will carry the mic to share your testimony. You will thank God. Your family will thank God for you. Everybody will celebrate with you. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, we must not close this service without calling on our beloved friends. You are here in the Priest's Tabernacle Impact House. Or you are watching us on the internet from anywhere in the world. And you are saying to me, Pastor, I didn't fast, or maybe you even fasted or something. But you want to settle some things with God. You want to settle some things with God. You want God to have mercy on you. Before you proceed into the year, you want to settle yourself with God. You want to ask God for mercy. You don't want to fast or to pray without settling some things with God. I want to pray with you this morning. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you this morning. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you this morning. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Just be on your feet wherever you are. I'll pray with you just where you are. God bless you. 1. You want me to pray with you? You want God to have mercy on you? You want God to cleanse you? You don't want to fast without first settling some things with God? Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus? I want to pray with you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. I want to pray with you. 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 God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. 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 Don't be the last person. All you are here, you want to drop an habit. You want a new life. You want to drop an habit. You want to drop anything that you know is not of God. And you want a new life in Jesus. You want God to help you the more. Please, quickly, be on your feet right now. In the name of Jesus. Be on your feet right now. God bless you. 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 Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Also, you are watching us on the internet from anywhere in the world. You want to also rededicate your life to Jesus. Send us an email or send us a WhatsApp on that phone number or a text to let us know that you are giving your life to Christ. But you are in here, in the auditorium here. You want a new life. You want a new life in Jesus. You want God to have mercy on you. I'm not saying you are a bad person. Not that you are a bad person. But as I'm talking now, your conscience is pricking you and telling you, my son, my daughter, rededicate your life. Rededicate your life. Start with God again. Start with God. That's not an offense. It's not an offense. It's not that you are a bad person. But you want to start a journey with God again. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. 2. Be on your feet quickly. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want Him to bless you. You don't want to be the same again. You don't want your life to remain on the same level again. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Or you want to drop an habit. You want a new life. You want forgiveness. You want mercy from God. Quickly, be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. 3. Don't be the last person. Wherever you are seated, God cannot help you if you are in a pit and you refuse to raise your hand up. Anybody that is in a pit and you want somebody to help you, you have to lift your hand and the person will help you. Standing up signifies that you know that you need help. You know you need help. You are signifying to God, Father, help me. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. I've tried to help myself, but it didn't work. Help me, Lord. 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 That's what you are saying. That's what you are saying. If that's your heart cry, if that's your heart cry, you want Him to help you. You want a new life. You want it, your thought pattern change. You want your life change. You don't want to be the same again. I want to pray with you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Let us know through the power of God that you are taking this decision. Send us an email or send us on the phone. Send us a text that you are taking this decision. And the Lord will bless you in Jesus' holy name. God bless you in Jesus' holy name. I'm about to pray. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person where you are seated. If Christ is speaking to you, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you where you are seated, let the pastor pray with you. Let the pastor pray for you. Then it's time for you to be on your feet so that we can pray together. 4. One more prayer. One more count and I will pray. You see, 4. I'm about to get to 5. That's the last count. The count of grace. I'm about to count the last count. Maybe you are there and you want to quickly jump in. You want to jump in before the bus moves. Before the ship moves. Before the plane moves. You want to quickly get in. You don't want to lose this opportunity. Be on your feet right now. And I will be praying with you. And your life will never be the same. I give myself away so that you can use me.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Keep my
Just before I pray, 30 more seconds. You want to give yourself away to Christ? You want to rededicate your life to Christ? I want to pray with you in a minute or two, and your life will never be the same again. You are watching us on the internet. Can you also be on your feet so that we can pray together right now in Jesus' holy name? Wherever you are, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. From this minute, I receive fresh grace to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for drawing me closer to yourself. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I give myself away so that you can use me. Can we be on our feet and then give him praise this morning?
Can you use me? I'll
give myself away. Mighty name, we have worship. We have quite a lot of prayer points here this morning. We will take half before the Thanksgiving, and then we will see if we can take the other half this morning. We might stretch a little bit because we will not be coming back in the evening, and we might need to stretch a little bit. But let's just take the Thanksgiving. Let's take that out first, and then we'll be coming back to pray and to pray extensively. Let's just take two or three, and then we'll be coming back to fire on. The Lord will bless you. Lift your hands up and thank him for the word he has sent to you. Give him praise. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You will say, Father, I connect with your divine presence that will sustain me all through 2020, your divine presence, I connect with it. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. I connect with your divine presence that will sustain me all through 2020. I connect with your divine presence that will sustain me all through 2020. I connect with your divine presence that will sustain me all through 2020. I connect with your divine presence that will sustain me all through 2020. Divine presence, all the way. 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 I connect with your divine presence that will sustain me all through the year 2020. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. I want to increase the intensity of your prayer. And I know the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. You will say, Father, I receive preservation and protection. I receive preservation and protection from every wicked and the lions of life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I receive preservation all through the year 2020. I receive preservation. Preservation in my journeys. Preservation in every area. Preservation in every aspect. Lift your voice and pray with intensity. Pray with intensity. Pray with seriousness. Preservation. I receive preservation. Preserve me, O God. Preserve me. Preserve me from evil. Preserve me from death. Preserve me from sickness. Preserve me from disease. I receive your preservation all through the year 2020 and beyond. Leyike rebase barada katanash le re de zograda dadaradasa le credekete brakatasha le brakagagarabadasa repekete graka kane brado kozo bregede le brakakare gedesia grakatash preservation. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus mighty name we are prayed. You will say, in the name of Jesus, I decree the actualization of my vision, the actualization of the plan of God for me in 2020. Lift your voice and pray. I decree the actualization of the vision that God has placed in my heart. I decree the actualization It must come to pass. The purpose of God for me must come to pass in 2020. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? The purpose, the intention of God for me for 2020 must come to pass. It must come to pass. Lekuta darano so bregede. Elaparato grogoto bregedesh. Leketegra dekezeze. I decree the actualization of the plan and the purpose of God for me in 2020. Let the plan of God be actualized. Let the purpose of God be actualized. Let the intention of God for me in 2020 be actualized. Let it come to pass. Let it come to pass. It must not be aborted. It must not be stopped. It must not be hindered. It must not be deterred. It must not be debarred. God's plan for me must be actualized. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear somebody say a big amen?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.